And now, from the Crusades to the Vikings. And this is a special report that's been put together by the BBC producers, who are in the support ship that's accompanying a recreated Viking longboat as it attempts to cross the North Sea. You can follow the progress of the ship on the website, which is www.bbc.co.uk/history/programmes/Viking Voyage. And there'll also be a Time Watch programme on BBC Two sometime in the autumn, plus a feature in BBC History magazine in October on this. So here, Nathan Williams finds out what conditions are like on board from one of the Viking ship's crew.
Hi, I'm Louise, and I'm crewman on the Sea Stallion, and I'm from Copenhagen, Denmark.
What protections do you have from the elements on board?
None. We're sailing in an open deck ship, so we can't go below deck when it's raining and windy, and we don't have a cabin to go into. So when sleeping at night and it's raining, you just put on your waterproof, and the only protection we have from the cold is actually woolen blankets.
How does a ship behave in the conditions of the open sea?
Surprisingly well. We didn't know before we went on this journey. We sailed last year to Norway, but weren't really tried that much. It was really nice weather. We were sailing when it was a heat wave in Scandinavia. And this year we've been tried much more. Harder wind, rain, 24 hours a day. And we were all a bit anxious to see how the ship would behave. But it felt safe to be on board, and it felt like the ship moved amazingly through the water, constructed for sailing on open sea as well as close to the coastlines.
How much of the time is spent rowing? And if you do spend a lot of time rowing, is it tiring?
It can be tiring to row, and you get a lot of big blisters on your hand, but we don't row that much. It is mainly a sailing ship. The rowing part is mainly when going in and out of harbour, or if the wind is not good enough. And often when you have a sail of 112 square metres, you can use the sail quite often. We have 6 yaws on board, 13 each side, but we don't use them all at one time. That's only when we sail into an area that we want to impress. Otherwise, we used every third or second oar. So we're 2 or 3 people on one oar. So you can row for an hour, rest for half an hour, and then row for an hour again.
Conditions must be cramped on board. How are you coping with the lack of privacy?
They are cramped. We've estimated that we have about 0.8 square metres per person with their luggage, and that's less than chickens in the cage have today. But it's okay, you quickly get used to it. Mainly because there's nothing else to do. You can't move somewhere else if you feel cramped. And I think it takes a lot of patience for the crew members. And if you don't have that patience, if you really like your privacy, you're not supposed to be in a project like this. Patience and tolerance is a big part of being on board the Sea Stallion.
And are you getting any sleep on board when you're at sea?
We do have times to rest. Our entire day is divided into 4 hours of sleep, 4 hours of rest. But there are times when it's a tough sail. It's difficult to get sleep. You have sprays of water coming over the ship's side. You have work with the sail. Maybe you have to change the sail. You have to take the sail up and down. And then you don't really get any rest. The first couple of days you're on board, people don't sleep a lot because you come from your house, you come from your apartment and your soft bed, and you have to get used to being on board again. But it's different. Because we're sailing close to the coastlines and we are waiting for the right wind when we're sailing, we do stay on land a lot. So that's when the crew really sleeps and they get a good night's sleep. When being on board, we can only sleep for 4 hours. And a lot of the time, we sleep sitting up and maybe just closing one eye, keeping one eye open if our help is needed.
How authentic do you think the experience is proving to be? And do you think you're getting a sense of what it would have been like to sail on a Viking ship 1,000 years ago?
I think there's 2 things that I can get out of a project like this, and the rest of the crew as well. You learn something about yourself. You learn about your patience and tolerance, how good you are with other people. We are 62 people together, 24 hours a day. When we pee, when we eat, when we sleep, when we change our clothes, when we bathe. And you also learn a bit about your own courage and how much you can take the cold and the fact that you're sailing in tough areas. And then there's the more historical side. And I do think that we get an insight into how they organised their warfare and their warships back then. For example, that time shift that we have, 4 hours of sleep, 4 hours of rest, that's known throughout the maritime history. The fact that we're lying here on our 5th day without any wind to cross over to Orkney, that's probably the same conditions that the Vikings had, and they had to put that into their timetable when sailing. So I do think, even though we have all these modern gears on board, we do get an insight into the way a Viking ship would sail back then.